It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates may be spending hundreds of millions of dollars, but in two states that could make the difference for Democrats, some of the contest depends on people who work for nothing. Thousands of volunteers are working for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Some of the most intense activity is in the state we're going next, Ohio, which, along with Texas, holds a critical vote 1 week from today. NPR's Don Gagne visited the competing field offices for the candidates in Toledo.
To get to Obama headquarters in Toledo, you take Washington Street east, then just past the ballpark where the Toledo Mudhens play, hang a right on South St. Clair. A block down, you'll see the giant Obama 08 signs in the window. For the past 2 weeks, the old brick building has been bustling with activity.
I'd like the yard sign, and also I'd like to sign up to volunteer if I could.
Some come just looking for campaign buttons. Others want to go to work.
If you'll fill this out, you will be called.
There are boxes full of yard signs, long tables in the big open room are full of computer screens, telephones, and sheafs of paper containing voter lists or data ready for computer entry, or maps detailing local voting precincts. 31-year-old Derek Fawcett is a musician from Chicago. This is the third state where he's volunteered for Obama. Being from out of town, he says he mostly works from out of the office.
So that's when the local volunteers really come into play, because we have them walk around in their own neighborhood. So it's not like some carpetbagger coming in saying, hey, I'm from Chicago, but I wanted to talk to you about politics.
First of all, I'd just like to thank you guys all for coming to our first GOTV captain training.
Jack Shapiro was talking to a room full of people sitting in folding chairs. His job is to make sure Obama volunteers have their marching orders. GOTV stands for Get Out the Vote, and there are lots of voters in Ohio.
Ohio is four times bigger than Iowa, and it's almost 10 times bigger than New Hampshire. So we've got a huge amount of work to do, and so the fact that all you guys are here ready to take that on is really incredible. We focus a lot on putting people on the ground because that's sort of the way that, you know, Barack wanted to run this campaign.
And the ultimate message from campaign staffers is that if Obama wins in Ohio, he's sewn up the nomination. It is that same notion that motivates supporters of Hillary Clinton as well.
Go Hillary!
On a busy street corner near a Toledo shopping mall, these Clinton volunteers are waving Hillary signs, sending a message that her campaign is very much alive.
Hi, my name is Alok, and I'm a local volunteer for Hillary Clinton's campaign in Ohio.
Clinton's Toledo headquarters are situated in what looks like an old real estate office a few miles north of downtown. The building is smaller than Obama's. One of the consistent storylines of the Democratic contest this year is that Obama has out-organized Clinton. There's some evidence of that in Toledo as well. A call to directory assistance for Clinton's local office number yields no result. But the operator does have Obama's Toledo number. And over multiple visits over 3 days, there was not as much volunteer activity at the Clinton office. Those who were here, however, were enthusiastic and upbeat.
This is the first time I really felt the need to get involved at the primary level because of the closeness of it.
Jeff Crowther is a 58-year-old attorney.
And, you know, so you're on the phone and you're telling people, and hey, did you know?
We'll figure out.
And they say, oh, you're not a recording. No, I'm not. I'm a human being. I'm a real person. Well, did you know that Bill Clinton will be in Sunday? Do you know Hillary will be in on Friday? No, when?
Other volunteers are out knocking on doors or leafleting. This past week, Clinton campaign chairman Terry McAuliffe dropped in on the Toledo office.
Good morning, everybody. Let's hear some noise. Good morning.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for Hillary?
McAuliffe played the role of motivational speaker that day, highlighting Clinton's successes. He listed not just the states she's won, but he also put Ohio and Texas in the win column. And he included Michigan and Florida, whose delegates the party says it won't count.
So when we finish up this process, Hillary Clinton will have won Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Florida. If we're going to count Michigan, let's count Florida.
Polls do show Clinton with a lead of close to double digits in Ohio, and her campaign volunteers do believe she'll carry the state. But they are also dealing with the anxiety of knowing that they have to win. There's no margin of error. The Obama campaign, meanwhile, is showing all the confidence of a team on a big winning streak, and they are ceding nothing to Clinton, not in Toledo or anywhere else in the state. Don Gagne, NPR News.